Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Developments overnight at Columbia University. University officials say they've reached an agreement with protesting students to start breaking down the tents on campus and what they call important progress in negotiations with the protesters. Our Glenn Shuck following the story.
So now the deadline very early Friday morning to have a plan in place, the university says, to get everyone off of the West Lawn. But will that happen?
Frankly, I'm ashamed of the university for doing this. They're just expressing their views. Because there's people being slaughtered in Gaza, and there should be no reason to call the police, suspend people, all this that's happening.
That's Columbia alum Bill Hartung. He says he's joining in with the pro-Palestinian movement here and that the students need to be left alone. But this junior insists they're not going.
We were able to stave off any, you know, police escalation. We were able to help protect the encampment for another day, and we're here to keep doing that until Columbia gives in to their demands and divests.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Columbia.
The head of the city's sanitation union is urging state lawmakers to pass a bill which provides benefits for sanitation workers and their families if they're permanently injured or killed by job-related diseases. Harry Nespoli says workers deserve to know they and their families will be protected if they get sick on the job. This comes as six workers have been diagnosed this year with leptospirosis, a disease caused by exposure to rat urine. Last year, 24 people in the city, including five sanitation workers, came down with the illness. Six people have died from that disease since 2001. A New Jersey woman is recovering after receiving a pig kidney in a transplant. Doctors at NYU Langone transplanted the organ from a genetically modified pig earlier this week. They also implanted a mechanical pump to keep her heart beating. Dr. Robert Montgomery is the head of the hospital's transplant unit. He says if successful, this could save thousands of lives.
This isn't just about keeping somebody alive. It's restoring them to their lives.
The doctors say 54-year-old Lisa Pisano is only the second patient ever to receive a pig kidney following a landmark transplant last month in Massachusetts. A suspected drunk driver killed a 64-year-old woman on the Sunrise Highway in Massapequa last night. Police say the suspect also tried to steal an officer's car.
Pieces of the victim's Nissan can be seen on the roadway in nearby parking lot in Massapequa. Nassau County authorities say 21-year-old Rachel Odici was driving drunk when she hit the 64-year-old driver's Nissan. The woman behind the wheel was rushed to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. A town of Oyster Bay safety officer stopped to help after he saw the crash. That's when the 21-year-old is accused of jumping into the passenger seat of the officer's car and driving away. She was stopped a short time later. Lodici faces vehicular manslaughter, DWI, and leaving the scene of an accident charges. She's set to be arraigned later today. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Police are looking for the two men who robbed a GameStop in the Bronx this past Sunday afternoon. Investigators say the two entered the store on East Tremont Avenue in Westchester Square around 12:30 and threatened an employee with a knife. They stole several game consoles and then fled. No one was hurt. The city has rolled out a new plan to reduce truck traffic. The Department of Transportation will distribute $6 million in incentives to businesses to get them to accept deliveries during off-peak hours from 7 at night to 6 in the morning. Officials say that will ease congestion and make the streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists. The program calls for the installation of low-noise equipment for delivery vehicles and safety equipment for unattended deliveries. Participating businesses will receive one-time payments. This summer, the DOT will be hosting information sessions and webinars with business owners to get them to sign up. Now an update to a story we told you about yesterday. A man accused of raping a woman in Soho this past Sunday has been arrested. 30-year-old Ella Williams of Manhattan followed the woman into her building at Thompson and Prince Streets around 4 in the morning. He walked up to the second floor where police say he put her into a chokehold and sexually assaulted her. Also stole $40 from her before he fled. Williams is facing several charges, including rape, robbery, weapons possession, and strangulation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.